Blessings, everybody. Thank you for joining with me. This is Dale. This is the Word Podcast, and we're working our way through the Psalms, and we're on the 50th Psalm. We covered the first verse at the previous episode. Did a little background with it also, you know, but I guess I want to go back and pick up that first verse and press on a little more. Verse 1 says this, a Psalm of Asaph. So that's actually the title for this Psalm. And we saw yesterday there's actually several Psalms that are Psalms of Asaph, about Asaph, and that his progeny did a lot of things. We see them throughout the scripture. Here's what verse 1 says. The Mighty One, God, Yahweh, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. So, as we saw yesterday, it's a declaration that the Supreme God, the Most High God, the Mighty One, and he describes him in three different ways, three different Hebrew words here, the Mighty One, God, and Lord. Yeah, so we see El, Mighty One, God, Elohim, okay, and the Jehovah, Yahweh, the self-existing one. What does he do? He speaks and he summons the earth. And he summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting, which means all the earth is summoned. So he's calling forth all the earth. Verse 2, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. So again, as we saw in an earlier episode, Zion is a picture of the Temple Mount. Sometimes it's synonymous with Jerusalem, but it's the land there, is the place that where God gave his people, the center of the land that God gave his people. So out of Zion, and it's described as perfection of beauty, okay, God shines forth. Verse 3, our God comes. He does not keep silent. Before him is a devouring fire. Around him, a mighty tempest. So I'm reading from the ESV. The other English translations have little different nuances with things. For instance, the New American Standard says, may our God come and not keep silent. Well, the ESV says, our God comes. New American Standard, may he come. Fire devours before him. And it is a very tempestuous, it's very tempestuous around him. So the idea being, even with our God comes, is that the Lord is yet to come. He's yet to come. But when he comes, he's not silent. The King James says, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. So that actually clarifies it, that he hasn't come yet. But he's going to come and he's going to speak. And we're about to see in the Psalm right here, he's going to do that. Verse 4, he calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me, my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So what is he saying here? He's saying, verse 4, he calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Then verse 5 is the beginning of the Lord himself speaking. So he's called for everybody on from the rising of the sun to setting upon the earth. Now he calls the heavens above and to the earth. So that's probably entailing some things within the unseen realm right here. That he may, there's a purpose to this, that he may judge his people. Okay? And that word judge means judge, or contend with, or to plead with. So verse 5, I think it's verse 5 and 6, yep. Well, no, verse 5 starts it. Verse 5 is the Lord speaking. And he says this, gather to me, my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So the Lord is acknowledging that there's people here who have gathered together with him, that are his faithful ones, or as King James says, his saints. New American Standard, godly ones. Lexham says, loyal ones. ESV, faithful ones. The ones who made covenant with him under the old law, under the covenant. Gather them. Okay, verse 6, the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge, Selah. Ah, a Selah moment. Yeah, I think upon this moment right here, because the heavens declare his righteousness. Now think on that for a moment. What does it mean that the heavens declare his righteousness. What does that mean? Now, in times past, I know what I used to think it meant, okay? Did you see the heavens declare the glory of the Lord? Yeah, absolutely true. The heavens declare all these things. But there's something more here. I think there's something going on. The heavens declare his righteousness. Righteousness. And that righteousness just simply means rightness, that he's right about his justice, that his judgment, his decisions are right. And the heavens declare this. We, as humans, are able to look at the heavens, all the various forms of the heavens, whatever that may be. We're able to look at the heavens, and they declare his righteousness. It literally means they tell of his righteousness. They make known his righteousness. Here's my favorite. The Hebrew word is nagad, or declare, and it means to be conspicuous. To be conspicuous. In other words, it's not subtle. It's a declaration. It's made known. And by looking at the heavens, notice it's plural, and understanding the heavens, that they make known the righteousness of God, for God himself is judge. I think that gives us some insight into some things that are really being discovered and really being uncovered by a lot of people within the true church, okay, within the true professing church, that the nature of things, the structure of things, cosmology, okay, the nature of creation is not as we were taught by the world, is not at all as we were taught by the world. There was a major, major shift, major fight, major battle that began 500 years ago. Okay, 500 years ago. Now, there were elements of it in the previous 1,500 years. But 500 years ago, some things started happening, some things started occurring. And we find ourselves where we are today with what we think is our understanding, which I have come to learn is not the truth. It is not the truth, because the heavens declare his righteousness. Even as I'm talking right now, I'm looking out a window and I'm just watching the first heaven. I'm watching the sky and there's clouds building up. Looks like we might get some rain right here. And you can see it developing. You can see all this stuff. You can see the wonder and the glory of the Most High God. And that's just in the seen realm, folks, much less in the heavens, in the unseen realm. But they declare his righteousness, and they do it conspicuously. You can see the rightness, the power, the wonder, and the glory of the Most High God, because it says, for God himself is judge. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. I tell you, there's things right here that are being revealed by the Word, that are being revealed with understanding, wisdom and understanding by the Spirit, that's going to transform the life of true believers. It's going to really challenge those who thought they were believers. But all of a sudden, they're beginning to realize some things. Say, wait a minute, what is going on here? Well, anyway, I'm going to stop right here at the end of this Selah. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.